And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number two is upon us. Myself, Rachel Keene, conservative mama, and Charlie Grimes. Elliot Katz joining us now, author of Being a Strong Man, A Woman Once, Timeless Wisdom on Being a Man. Elliot, welcome. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
I really appreciate it. I booked you purposely today, knowing Rachel would be here,
all
figuring
right.
We had a female perspective as we go through this as well. So we can kind of check these off. How's that sound?
Okay, sounds great.
All right, so talk to us. What do men get wrong all the time?
Well, there's a lot of confusion among men today. They hear all these messages about, toxic masculinity, about masculinity being controlling, and they want to be good men. They want to be good husbands. They want to be good fathers and good boyfriends. And so they're not really sure what to do. So they think, well, I'll just go along with what my girlfriend or my wife wants, and then she should be happy, but she's not happy.
And I read some of this, so I kind of know what you're going to say in some of these areas. And by the way, I read through all the things that you sent me, I can't disagree with anything, Elliot. I think you're spot on.
Okay, well, I'm trying to change the men of the world to improve relationships and avoid men getting divorced and children from broken homes. So we can go through the list.
Let's
Number
do it.
Number five is not being a man with a plan. So this especially applies like when guys are single, when they ask a woman out and they say, want to go out Saturday night? And she says, yeah, what did you have in mind? He says, I don't know. What do you want to do?
Okay. Yeah.
Do you agree?
I agree. Yes.
So there you go. So it's like if he can't even choose a place to go for a cup of coffee, how's he going to handle the challenges of marriage and family life? So, and then it applies in marriage as well. Like, you can't plan anything. Like, you're always leaving everything on the woman to plan. It's very frustrating for her.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think in defense of men, they think, well, wait a minute. If I'm trying to, just get along and be nice and, sort of be that guy, then, of course, I'm just going to say, hey, well, honey, whatever you like. That's what's best. Well, that's not necessarily the answer she's looking for.
Right. When you take the time to think about what you would both enjoy doing, and make a plan and say, well, okay, this starts at 8 o'clock. I'll come pick you up at 7 o'clock. And you have a whole plan set out. It makes her feel special that you took the time to put the effort into planning.
Yes.
I agree.
The date.
I agree. Okay, number four.
Number four, expecting her to split the bill on the first date.
Oh,
come on, guys.
Jeez.
Step it up.
Gross.
Yeah, I already knew that. That's not good.
Not good. It's splitting the bill is not the way to show her that you believe in gender equality. And if she offers to pay the bill, she may be testing you to see if you'll insist on paying.
Which you should be, by the way, as a man.
Totally.
That's right. And I met this woman, very attractive woman. She said she met this guy on this dating app. And, they went out for dinner. The bill came. She offered to pay. And he accepted and let her pay. And she says, now I can't understand why I won't go out with him again. It's like, be a man. Step up to the plate.
Exactly. That one, Elliot, thank you very much. Yes, fully agree.
It makes her feel special. Okay, number three, always saying whatever you want, you decide. So, there's a decision to be made, and he always says, whatever you want, you decide. And he thinks he's showing he's a non-controlling good guy. But to the woman, he's leaving all the responsibility for making decisions on her, and she resents that.
Here's a question for Rachel.
Okay.
Is there a time for men to be that way where maybe you do want to make the decision, or is it always if you're asking the question, you want that decision made for you?
Generally, when I ask the question, I want to be rid of it. Like, I want someone else to take the burden of the decision. And so it's almost like it's a huge help if they're like, hey, this is what we should do.
Okay, so are we going to paint the walls brown? Are we going to paint them green? Is that a real question that you're trying to get an answer to,
with
or what?
With aesthetic choices, I think that I would just not even ask. I would be like, "We're going to paint it white. We're going with white." I would not even go to him on that. No, but like like sports teams,
yes.
Or like my son, what do you think you should do here? What just questions about the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like I always kind of say, "Hey, this is what I'm kind of thinking, but what do you think?" And then he knows where I'm coming from, but still the burden is no longer on me, which I like.
All right. Okay. So far, Elliot, you're 3 for 3.
Okay.
Just a common example I give is, the wife calls her husband at work, what would you like for supper, chicken or fish? And he thinks, why is she calling me? You're a great cook. Whatever you want, you decide. And
oh, no.
She's asking him because she wants him to tell her what he thinks.
Yes, I don't. Okay. I don't. You decide, please. Chicken or fish? Okay. Just pick it.
Chicken.
Yeah.
All
let's
right.
do it. Okay.
Okay.
Exactly. If the decision doesn't matter to you, then it's just an easy decision. Just
yes.
make it. That's okay. what I tell him.
Okay.
Okay. Number two, when she always has to tell him what to do. So he may think, you know, he comes home from work and just asks her, what should I do? And he just always doing everything what she wants and what he tells her to do makes him a good guy. But women have told me when she always has to tell him what to do, she feels like he's a child and she is his mother.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want to be his mother.
No.
Mm.
No, I don't.
Okay, so what would the proper response be in that scenario?
Well, it's both. I mean, you can ask you what to do. Like, my guys will say, I come home from work, I do whatever she tells me to do, and she's not happy. I said, well, yeah, because when she's just telling you what to do, that's what a nanny does. You're just doing whatever she wants. That's what a nanny does.
Okay, so make sure that I'm hearing this correctly. So really what we should be doing as men is, as we walk in, Elliot, we typically as men pretty much know by looking around probably what needs done next.
Right.
If the trash is overflowing, you know, take it out. If one of the kids is crying and running around and it looks like they're having a meltdown, help out. Somebody's got a dirty diaper, probably go over and change it. Am I on the right track here?
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Be aware of what's going on in your home. You know, those are like immediate situations, but also just sort of long-term. Like what's happening with your child at school? What's happening with the house? Like be aware of what's going on and step forward and solve the problems on your own. Don't wait for her to always tell you what to do. You know, sometimes she can tell you, but when she always has to tell you what to do, really it makes her feel like you're a child.
Yeah, so I'll use a trash example. So you walk in, the trash is overflowing. You go pop a beer cap, sit on the couch, and start watching whatever ball game's on that night. She's probably going to tell you, hey, honey, knucklehead, can you come over here and get the trash while you're at it?
Yeah.
Whereas if he'd have just picked it up on the way in, it wouldn't have been a big deal.
Yeah. Right. You see it needs to be done, do it. Don't wait for her to tell you. Show initiative.
Right.
Show initiative, and you see a situation, deal with it. Don't just wait. You see a situation with their kids, maybe you know they're having a problem at school. You know, find a solution. Do some research on the internet. There's lots of information
mm-hmm.
about parenting.
Mm-hmm.
Find a solution and say, hey, you know what? I think the solution to this situation is this. And just oh yeah, it's a great idea. This is what I'm going to do about it. Like whoa, she'll be happy.
Okay. Yeah. Last but not least, and this is a good one, by the way. This is hard, so we left the best one for last.
Okay.
That's right. Number one, not standing up to her when she treats him badly.
Yeah.
You know, she may think he's being a good guy, just laughing it off and not saying anything. But if he accepts bad treatment, she'll lose respect for him. And if he can stand up to her, he won't stand up for her in a difficult situation. She wants a man who can stand up for himself because it means he can stand up for her.
That's
true. She loses respect if he just accepts, you know, being put down. And
what's in the notes here. Calmly set boundaries on how you'll be treated. So, guys, it doesn't mean that you yell back how you want to be treated, but, you know, just calmly say, listen, Rachel.
Yeah.
You know, this is how I would like you to treat me.
You can't talk
moving
to me
forward.
Like that.
I don't really like the way you talked to me just now, and this is how I'd like things to be moving forward.
I get it. And I would respect. I respect people that respect themselves. And if you're allowing people to talk to you unrespectfully, then you're not respecting yourself, and then you're not going to get respect. So
it's a vicious circle.
It's a vicious circle. So you have to say, "Hey, you can't talk to me like that. That's not."
Now do that in a nice, loving way, right, Ellie? I mean, you're just not going to scream back, but you got to set the boundaries, right?
Yeah.
Right. I think the thing is to tell her what you want her to do instead of saying like, "Stop insulting me." Say, please speak to me in a calm voice. Please speak to me respectfully. It hurts our children when they see you treating me that way.
Right.
Or even, it hurts my feelings when you treat me this way.
Yeah.
Right, but say the positive action you want her to do. Please speak. Please lower your voice. Please speak in a calm voice. You know, you want me to do that? I'll be happy to do that if you speak. Ask me in a calm voice.
Ask me nicely. I'll take care of it.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
Okay. All right, where do people get the book, Elliot, for all the guys that are out there listening that probably need to read it?
Okay, it's called Being the Strong Man a Woman Wants, Timeless Wisdom on Being a Man. It's available on Amazon as a paperback and as an e-book on Amazon Kindle and on Kobo and on Apple Books. And I also have like a 30-point action plan that I put out to help guys implement these ideas, and they can get it for free if they just go to my website and send me an email. The website is www.elliottkatz.com. Elliot is ELLIOTTKATZ.com.
This is awesome.
Nice.
Elliot, I appreciate it very much. Thank you for reaching out And we'll have you back in the future. This is good stuff. I've enjoyed it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, John.
You're very welcome, Elliot. Thank you. Good stuff. Elliot actually reached out to me and said, hey, I think I got something your listeners would love.
Yeah.
So thoughts, Rachel,
from
the ladies' point of view?
I completely agree with it. I think that... And see, I'm not a fan of people, a lot of these women that run all over and they're in charge kind of a thing.
And like, see, my opinion is, I don't really think they want to be.
Yeah.
I think they just are by osmosis because the other side's not doing their part.
Yeah.
That, again, I'm not an expert, by no means a relationship expert. Don't ask. I'm just giving you my opinion.
Right. No, I'm attracted to a strong, assertive, people, mm-hmm. just in general, and my husband.
Oh, you're that way.
Yeah, but
so you need somebody that'll control you.
I need someone I need someone that will debate. You know, that will just get out of here. That will debate me. You know what I'm saying? And that doesn't just let me. You know, we debate, we argue,
sure.
It's not like
And I didn't mean that in a mean way, but
right,
no,
right,
you're,
like,
and I'm because I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I mean, I am a very, I'm dominant, I'm outspoken, I pretty much, you always know where, there's no beating around the bush here,
right.
You know that. I mean,
yes.
I just lay it on the line.
Yeah.
Well, I also have to have somebody that's able to handle that and deal with me as well.
Yeah. You need people check you, right? It's healthy to check each other. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, if you're the one that's just running the show in your relationship, that's not fun.
No.
It's not a relationship. It's really not, because relationship is a partnership.
So my problem is, which we'll talk about when we get back. Okay, I'll tell you what my problem is when we get back.
Okay.
And you can tell me how I should address it.
All right, let's hear
it. We'll come back and talk about it in a minute. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, and he would love to help you with your mortgage needs. And, much like we've been talking about here, when it comes to your mortgage and it comes to underwriting and all the different things that happen there, you need to be assertive or have the person on your team that is assertive to sometimes get those loans handled and done. And I mean that sincerely, especially as somebody that's self-employed. There are times with Kurt where he's literally on my behalf gone and said, no, we're not doing X. You've got what you need. Make a decision. Get this thing handled and we're going to move forward. That's Kurt Rogers. That's what you need when you have him on your team. So 720-895-0500. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where our reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Roof Max is up next. Dave Hart, by the way, you have an asphalt roof right there. Rachel?
What?
You have an asphalt roof, or do you even know?
I have no idea.
You have shingles?
I don't know.
If you have shingles, then Dave could come give you a free inspection and tell you whether your roof's good or not.
Okay.
Most of you have asphalt shingles.
Okay.
If you look up at the roof, and it's not metal.
No, it's not.
And it's not tile.
No, it's not tile.
Then it's going to be asphalt shingles.
Okay. Well, that's what I have.
And they go bad.
Okay.
After a while. In fact, the leading cause in our area of actual roofs needing replacement is most people think, well, I had a hailstorm, the roof's bad. Well, typically it's the hail that's got the brittle roof that cracks because of the hail hitting it, that if the roof had the right asphalt mixture in it, which is what Dave adds back in and rejuvenates the roof. In other words, if it's softer, think of like, I'm trying to think of this. Okay, so on our desk here, we've got these little pad things we put our cups and stuff on so they don't bang around.
Okay.
So think of hail hitting the hard counter versus hitting that spongy thing.
Right.
It's going to bounce off the spongy thing. There's give where there's not on the hard surface. Your roof is exactly the same way. So Dave rejuvenates the roof, makes it last a lot longer, gives you a 5-year guarantee, and it's a fraction of the price of replacing your roof.
Nice.
So there you go. So Dave will do that for you. Just call him. He'll come out and do a free inspection. 303-710-6916.
Roof Max in South Aurora keeps your roof going strong with roof rejuvenation. Modern asphalt shingles are manufactured with less oil than they used to be, so they dry out sooner, leaving them brittle and unable to expand and contract with the extreme temperature swings. Especially here on the Front Range, where your roof handles high elevation sun, UV exposure, and severe spring and summertime storms, along with more than twice the national average snowfall, your shingles wear out even faster. Roof rejuvenation with Roof Max could save you up to 85%. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to three applications every 5 years, Roof Max could help your roof last 15 years longer. Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it. Call Dave Hart with Roof Max in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916.
Michael Bailey removes your fear of the unknown by helping you plan ahead for unexpected scenarios. Most people have already given up their resolutions by now, but not Michael Bailey. He lives by the adage, "Those who prepare shall not fear." KLZ's mobile estate planner recently got a frantic phone call from a family whose mother had been given only 2 to 4 weeks to live. Their father had begun to lose some of his mental acuity, and they needed help now. They held a Zoom meeting with Michael Bailey on a Friday. He drew up their parents' estate plan on Saturday, and by Monday, their mother had been moved into hospice care. Without Michael's last-minute help, this family would have spent months, if not years, battling in probate court because their mother's assets would have gone to the wrong people. You don't know what the future holds, but you can prepare for uncertainty. Set up a free consultation with KLZ's mobile estate planner now at klzradio.com/estate.
Hi, this is Scott Watley with Sportsman of Colorado. Join us every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. Each week, we'll bring you local outfitters and experts on how to make your next outdoor adventure a success. Looking for a place to hunt on your own? We've got you covered. Want to book a trophy deer or elk hunt with a reliable outfitter? We can help. And we'll also get you ready for the upcoming big game season. If you like the outdoors, you'll love Sportsman of Colorado. Sportsman of Colorado, Saturdays at 1, right here on KLZ 560.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, here we go. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Rachel Keene. All right, Jim, hang tight. Before we get to you, I told Rachel I would tell you what I think some of my issues are.
Yeah, let's hear them.
You know, for just relationships. Just relationships. Because I'm a very, and Charlie knows, outgoing, kind of that, you know, go get him kind of a guy.
Right.
There are times where I can read through that list of some of the things that he just said and say, yeah, I don't really do a great job on, like, okay, you decide sort of a thing. Because
yeah.
I kind of feel like I'm so aggressive most of the time that I want to not be that way in those areas. And so then I sort of turn that part off because I don't want to be that guy there.
Because being sweet and nice.
So
and
I need
fine.
To learn to.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
I know that sounds odd, but it kind
of. But you can still be assertive in a nice way. Be like, hey, I'm taking you out on Friday night.
And I'm a chicken. Just kidding. Just kidding.
I know you. No. Oh, my gosh. Not going to work. Sorry.
All right, Jim and Byers, you're up. What's going on?
Hey, John. Hey, yeah. You know, I think relationships, I think it just kind of really depends on you know, men and women as a whole. You know, because I'll tell you what. My wife and I will be married 35 years come this June. And I'll tell you what, I, for the most of our marriage, I make all the decisions, and if she has a problem, she has no problems voicing her opinion. But at the same time, I know people that get offended that my wife doesn't make any decisions, and I try to make decisions, and they'll jump all over me.
Well, I think after just listening to the guy that wrote the book, Jim, you're doing it the right way.
Well, you know, the thing is, and I'll tell you what, 35 years was not an easy road.
No,
that's a long time.
That.
Yeah, yeah, I was just saying congratulations.
Yeah,
good job.
That's an accomplishment.
Yeah, right on.
It really is.
You know, but you know, no, but I'm real serious, John. I've had guys that I've known, I've been to their houses, and I'm the dominant one in the family,
mm-hmm.
and I've had guys just jump all over me. Why are you treating your wife that way? I'm like, wait a minute, how am I treating my wife? wait a minute, you've been through three marriages. I haven't.
Good comeback.
What I'm saying?
No, good comeback.
And I know another guy. He's like, well, you don't know nothing about women. I said, well, what makes you an expert? He goes, well, because, you know, he goes, I've dated all kinds of women. I said, so that makes you an expert on women?
Actually, not. It's the opposite.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But you know, part of what with, like, my wife and I watched my mom and my dad, I watched them fight continuously when I was a kid. Mm. And I said, and I'm not going to say my wife and I don't have arguments. So
you're married, of course you do.
Yeah.
So, but I watched my parents fight over some of the stupidest things like money. And I swore I would never fight with a woman over money.
Good job.
And in the 35 years that my wife and I've been married, we've never once fought over a dime.
Wow. Good.
Never that's good.
Once. Nice, Jim. Good
and
job.
That's one of the main causes it is for one divorce of the main is finances.
No, good job, Jim.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
But you know, at the same time, you know, like, I'm the cook of the cook of the family. My wife's the chief bottle washer.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the thing is, like, which is kind of cool. Now that we're getting a little bit further in our, you know, as we're getting older and stuff,
right. You
know, I have times that I'm like, I get so burnt out on cooking and stuff, and because I'm a truck driver and stuff,
sure.
I put in long days
sure.
and stuff, and so you know, come the weekends, my wife's like, what do you want me to do the cooking tonight in the kitchen? And I says, just as long as you understand, you're doing the cooking and the cleaning.
Doing I'm both, huh?
Pretty much.
Jim, you got a good combination. I got another call coming. You're a good man. Okay. Keep it up, Jim. Congratulations. Yeah. That's a long time. And take some advice from what Jim said. He's done it well.
Yeah. 35 years. I'll listen to what you have to
say. Can't argue that one. Doug, you're up next.
Hey, I was married 24 years, and unfortunately, I was struggling with drugs and alcohol and other issues that came with that. And eventually, my former wife had to finally say, leave. And mm-hmm. if she hadn't done that, I wouldn't be having this conversation today.
Hmm. Wow. Wow.
I praise God for Celebrate Recovery and 18, going on a little over 18 years clean sober.
Good job,
wow,
Doug.
Way but, to go.
And real quick, for everybody listening, Doug, I want to just stop you for just 1 second. That program that you just talked about, for those that are listening, and you can give the testament. I know about it, Doug. I know it's a fabulous program, but you know it does work. So for those of you that are out there listening that need some help in that area, Doug, I'm sure you'd give them kudos. It's a great program.
What's the name?
Celebrate Recovery.
Celebrate Recovery.
It's a great program, right, okay. Doug?
Yes, it is.
It works.
Wow. And in the meantime, about 9-10 years ago, I met a woman at Celebrate Recovery. We had actually met each other earlier, a few years before that, when we were still both married, and then I lost touch with them. And then I was working. It was Thursday nights, and I usually helped out with the homeless ministry, the street reach.
Mm.
And for some reason, one evening, the one Thursday, I just felt the Spirit say, go to the CR group. And so I went, and when I was in the eating area where they fellowship, I just heard this hello there, and I turned around, and here's Carrie.
Aww.
And we got to talking, and I said, man, I was wondering where you guys were. I haven't seen you, and the phones were all disconnected. Well, it turned out her husband had left and divorced her and went off with another woman. And the sad part was he was a Christian, and he just decided to go back in the drugs and all that.
Yeah.
So long story short, we dated for a while, and I actually proposed to her, but I proposed to her way too early. And was kind of overwhelming, I guess. I call it going ADD on her, and because the Lord has blessed me with ADHD. And so it was kind of on and off. And then about 5 years ago, my sons moved me here, and she had said, well, you never know, the Lord might change things in the next year or so. Well, then a few years ago, I had to go back to go bury one of my best friends because he didn't have any surviving family, and I was the executor of his will. And we talked again, and she still she just wasn't ready to do it again because she had two previous bad abusive marriages.
Yeah.
But she said, you know, you never know. She said, if I do ever get around to wanting to be married again, she says, I can't see myself with anyone else but you.
Hmm.
And when we were dating the first time, we had gone through the church had done the love and respect class,
mm-hmm.
went
yep.
through the book, 15-week course. It was just excellent. And so somewhere along the line after that, I thought I was over her finally, and maybe I could try dating somebody else, but I just couldn't let her go out of my heart.
Yeah.
And sometime last year, she messaged me and said, you know, I realized I really don't want to be alone the rest of my life. And so we were talking on the phone, and we'd spend like 2 hours plus talking on Sundays. And then afterwards, we'd always read the Bible together. We'd read each other's version and then read the notes and that. And then a few months ago, 3-4 months ago, we got done with the Bible study. And I just said to her, you know, I said, Carrie, if the Lord made us one and this is all we had, meaning the Bible study together, I said, I would be happy. I would be blessed with that. It's just, the Lord has blessed us with our relationship. So she said, funny you bring that up. She said, and she finally got it out. She says, what would it look like for us to move up to the next step in our relationship? And so the first thing that came to my mind and her mind too was premarital counseling. So we've been doing that online.
Nice.
With my old pastor back in Washington State, and he had us go through the five love languages.
Yes.
Another excellent book.
Yes,
and
it is.
It's just, we don't have a time set yet because she's still got a couple years to go before retiring, but just that whole communication thing, you mm-hmm. know, after 24 years of marriage with my former wife, I didn't know her because I did not know mm-hmm. how to communicate. And mm-hmm. I'm not making excuses or anything. It's just I
nope.
had other communication problems in other ways. But it was just, I strongly recommend anybody considering marriage to go through, look, at least read those two books.
Good stuff.
And,
no, that's good. No, Doug, you're spot on. Perfect.
Very cool.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Doug, congratulations, by the way. Good job.
Yeah, way to go.
Yep. Really appreciate that.
God bless.
Very much. God bless you, Doug. We really appreciate you calling. I mean that sincerely. That's a great story.
Yeah. Just staying in touch and
working, it's awesome.
Working through all the
yep.
the kinks.
And talking and communicating.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Purify Chevrolet's up next, folks. When it comes to buying a newer used car, they've got you covered in Fort Lupton. And communication, by the way, is key, especially buying a car. It really is. You need to have that communication level with the salesperson. And it's like going back in time when you go to Purify Chevrolet. And I mean that sincerely. It really is. Find them online, purifychevrolet.com or 303-659-8311.
Hi, this is Marie with KLZ, and I just want to say on a personal note how impressed I am with Purifoy Chevrolet. Something we pride ourselves on at KLZ is we never advertise somebody without meeting them face to face and really feeling confident that they will take good care of our listeners. And I've never been in an auto dealer like Purifoy Chevrolet, and the reason is Rolly Purifoy. I know he would never say this about himself because he's a very humble man, but he holds himself personally to such an incredibly high standard that his example permeates the entire business. He was walking us through the building and there were these really nice clean ceiling tiles above my head, and he made some comment about how he had installed them himself. And the same with his stunning showroom has a new floor that he personally installed. And I think when you have a leader who cares about those details, it affects the entire atmosphere of the business.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
All right, folks, Golden Eagle Financial is next. We're going to talk stocks a little bit later here in the second hour, or third hour, I should say. If you need any advice, though, when it comes to all of that and just planning for the future, give Al a call today. Al Smith, Golden Eagle Financial, klzradio.com or 303-744-1128.
Your retirement plan doesn't need to be complicated. Al Smith doesn't use fancy software to create 20-page reports full of charts and graphs. Instead, he meets you with his 15 years of experience, a calculator, and some basic information about the money you've already saved. He wants you to walk away from that first meeting feeling confident instead of confused. At Golden Eagle Financial, Al believes your foundational retirement plan should be simple. Look at how much money you have now, estimate how much your investments are likely to grow over the next few years, and decide how you want to pull that money out so it lasts as long as you need it to. Then, once you have your fundamental retirement plan in place, Al will talk to you about planning ahead for unforeseen events. Schedule a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial now and take the mystery out of retirement planning. KLZradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Rachel Keene, and Charlie Grimes, your engineer. Mike Gonzalez joining us now. And let's talk about Biden's disbanding of the 1776 Commission, which, by the way, Mike, I think is a great commission.
Yep.
Thank you very much. I was very proud of serving in it, and thank you for having me on. But first, I want to say I was listening in to your earlier caller, and what an amazing story that was. Very moving.
It really was. And we Mike, just as a – I know a lot of shows say they have great people listening and callers and so on, but we have some of the best out there. I mean that. They're sincere. You know, they support all of our sponsors in a great way. They support me. They're just really, really great individuals, as you could just hear there from the last two callers we had.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Good people.
Yeah,
so.
No, listen, I'm still on the commission. I mean, we're still meeting. We're going to do more things. We will have some things to announce in the near future. But we do want to get this out. All we wanted to do was to reunify the country by having students be able to access the founding documents,
right?
You know, the Constitution, the Declaration, the Northwest Ordinance, the Federalist Papers. Not use history as a narrative or a counter narrative. Not be relativistic about it, but approach it objectively, not with a political agenda. And we have to agree on some historical facts. You know, people did fight in the Battle of Lexington. People did meet at the Philadelphia Convention in 87 to frame the Constitution. It was then ratified. We need to be able to – we can debate the meaning of those facts, but we can't invent stuff like the 1619 Project tried to do, and we should not try to reframe history.
Yeah, and yet, real quick, Mike, and Mike's from the Heritage Foundation, and real quick, Mike – here's the opposite. As I Googled this earlier today, and I haven't done this for a while, but as I Googled 1776 Commission, one of the first things that comes up is a NBC News article that says Trump's 1776 Commission tried to rewrite U.S. history.
No.
Biden had other ideas. The now dead report is easy to dismiss as propaganda, but it also helps explain why conservatives seem so anxious about how Americans define democracy.
Wow.
So that's what we're up against, Mike.
How Americans define democracy?
Yes.
Geez, we're really having – this is the problem. The reason why things are so unstable is that we have regime politics. We no longer have normal politics.
Mm-hmm.
We can't even agree on how the country is constituted.
Right.
That's why I wrote my book, The Plot to Change America, by the way, which is selling well for reasons I don't like. There is a plot in the sense that with the philosophy that stands behind all this, it's an attempt to change the country into something the founders never intended. I challenge all of our critics to come up with any inaccuracy in that report. We know the 1619 Project had inaccuracies, many. We know that the Howard Zinn's A People's History of the United States is a Pack of Lies. We can point out to the things that were made up. Please, our critics, describe to me, tweet at me, tell me what the inaccuracies were.
Right. Well, what the thing is, what the whole goal here is, if we're just going to just lay it all out, they have to demonize America and America's founding in order to implement what they want to do. And the end goal here
That's
is
right.
socialism. The end
That's
goal
right.
is communism, globalism. And you can't have people that are proud of their founding, proud of who they are, proud to be American. So that's what we're up against right now. That's what they want to do.
That's you read my book. Tell me you read my book. That's exactly what is going on.
Yeah.
You described it exceedingly well. I've done 5 interviews today. Bingo, you hit the nail on the head.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, we hope we get things a little more right here, Mike, than others.
Yeah.
And again, I appreciate Mike joining us. And for those of you that are listening, Mike Gonzalez, our senior fellow, Douglas and Sarah Allison Center for Foreign Policy, and Angeles, and make sure I say the last name correct, Arredondo, am I saying that right?
Yeah, that's right, yes. I'm a chaired fellow, and I'm very, again, what we tried to do with the commission was reunify the country. The country's very divided.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think you just described it very well.
Yeah.
I was baffled that Biden did this in his first day in office.
All right.
Well, it's because their goal is to push the 1619 project, which the 1776 project was really a push against the 1619 project, where, Mike, if you're only going to talk about propaganda, to me, the 1619 project is propaganda, not the 1776.
Right.
Right. I mean, the 1619 project itself said it was an attempt to reframe American history.
Right.
They said that. They were upfront about the fact they wanted to reframe American history. They actually lied, a big whopper of a lie, when they said the goal of the revolution was to maintain slavery because they were afraid that Britain was going to take slavery away.
No. Wrong.
A scintilla of evidence to prove that. And in fact, they had to walk it back. I would love for somebody to tell me what, you know, Biden called our commission offensive and counterfactual. Who is this Joe Biden?
Right.
I've been covered. The very first opinion piece I ever wrote for the Dallas Morning News in 1987 was about Joe Biden.
Hmm.
You know, why is he saying these things?
As I read more through this NBC News, opinion piece, really, Mike, is what it is. But as you read through that, and you, I'm sure you will once we're done here today, it'll just make your blood boil because, frankly, this entire piece is propaganda in and of itself in the way it's describing both commissions, if you would.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, again, I mean, all I can say is the report is out. By the way, for your listeners, you can find the report because the White House, you know, banned it right away, even before the inaugural speech was finished. It was gone from the White House portal. You can find it at heritage.org. You can find it at Hillsdale.
Yeah.
We're going to continue on, to work on this commission. It's a 2-year commission. We take we take the charts that we have very seriously.
Good.
This article even talks about, and by the way, I do. This is one thing I firmly disagree with. It says the 1776 report is adamant that America is and always has been exceptional. And by the way, I believe that statement. They're criticizing this statement, by the way, in this article. Our challenges, including slavery, are painted as more global than national in character. It would take 244 years after the first slave ship arrived for all persons held as slaves to be proclaimed free. Yet, in the 1776 report, this tragic history is excused because, well, other countries had slavery, too. There's nothing in the commission, by the way, Mike, and I know this for a fact, that excuses slavery any way, shape, or form.
No.
Not at all. Not at all. It condemns slavery. But, you know, let's take two of the things you just mentioned. Yes, slavery was a global issue. In the United States is hardly the country where I was born, Cuba, had slavery earlier than America.
Right.
Had it for longer than America. Cuba had slavery until 1888. Slavery was something that was practiced in many places. So by saying that, we're not saying anything that is untrue.
And real quick, I want to jump in too, real quick, Mike. By the way, at that point in time that you're talking about, from the early days of slavery, the largest slave holders were black people.
Yep.
They were actually the largest holders. In fact, slavery throughout Africa, as you know, was consistent all through the entire continent.
And the other point that I want to make on the exceptional nature of America. In this, I challenge anybody to tell me where I'm wrong. America is the only country based on natural right.
Mm-hmm.
Both our founding documents, the Declaration, the Constitution, make it very clear that we draw our legitimacy from natural rights, that the government is constituted through the consent of the governed to defend those natural rights. That is what the nature of our exceptionalism lies. No other country, no other of the 198 countries in the UN role, are based on natural rights.
Yeah.
Right.
All our institutions and documents are based on it. That's why we're exceptional.
Which is such a beautiful thing.
It is.
It really is.
And by the way, Mike, we always have been. I don't care what this report says out of NBC News or this article says. The reality is, I believe as a country, we've always been exceptional. We've done things differently than any other country known to mankind throughout all of history. And just as a real quick side note for everybody listening, we as a country, Mike, and you know this, have given away more of ourselves over these past 250 years than all other countries combined throughout history have.
Mm-hmm.
So all you need to know is that we've had over a million immigrants come to America for the last 170 years. and the line out the door is still very long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That cannot be said of any other country.
That's right.
Right.
Exactly. So Mike, how do folks find more about you at The Heritage?
Heritage.org. You can Google The Plot to Change America on Amazon. It's selling well for reasons I don't like, but it's selling well. And just basically Twitter, Gundisalvus, GundisalvuS. And I do a lot of interviews, so you probably hear me. I've been very busy.
No, we'll have you back. This is good stuff, Mike. Keep it up. Keep the great work up, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Have me on anytime.
We'll do it, Mike. I appreciate it very much. Thank you. And yes, that was 1776 Project disbanded. That was one of Biden's main things. You know, again, folks, they want to rewrite history. Right. We want to make sure you know history.
And it's important to know the goal behind it, though, because the goal is to demonize America.
That's
so
right.
You can't be proud in America. So they usher in all this crap.
That's right.
So if you just call it out, that's where I'm at now. I'm just at the point where let's just call it out. Let's just say what you're doing. Let's expose it.
Works for me.
Like dancing around, I'm just done with it. I'm done. So
works for me.
Yeah.
All right, American National Insurance. So we've talked a lot today, all sorts of different topics, and the reality is, please make sure you have the proper insurance, and I mean that sincerely. Kevin Flesch, when he was on the other day, talking about uninsured motorists and how many claims there are in the fact that if you get hit by somebody else and they don't have enough insurance, you're still on the hook. So make sure that you're covered properly, and Paul can help you with that. 303-662-0789.
Your home insurance should include the stuff inside your house, too. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance, remains one of very few agents who will sit down with you and ask specific, detailed questions, making sure that in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. After a fire, you won't only need a new place to live, you'll also need to replace your gun collection and your jewelry. In those situations, you don't want to work with an agent you found online. You want to talk to someone who knows you, someone who will take the initiative to call and see how you're doing. Even in less disastrous situations, such as accidentally dropping your wedding ring down the sink, the proper coverage with Paul will make you financially whole. Paul Leuenberger can't relieve the emotional loss of a family heirloom, but he will make sure that you can replace your possessions at their full financial value. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
Extreme Auto Repair, folks, bumper-to-bumper service, and we all realize at times how important our vehicle is when we don't have it.
True.
Sort of like our country.
Oh,
when it's no longer there, we'll really realize how much we miss it. Your vehicle's the same way. You don't really realize how much you need it until you don't have it.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
So make sure your vehicle's up and running and working well, saving you money by doing that. And that's what Extreme Auto Repair can do for you in Parker. 303-841-1071 or find them at klzradio.com.
The most frustrating part of getting your vehicle repaired is not knowing what they're charging you for. The team at Extreme Auto Repair has nothing to hide. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker want you to understand what's going on with your vehicle so you know how to prioritize your spending. They'll always be transparent because you're the one spending money. You need to know what's wrong so you can focus on the most important repairs first. Just ask, and they'll be more than happy to take you back to the service bay, open up the hood to show you what's going on, or hand you the part that's not functioning. Their philosophy is, why hide it? You might not know what to look for on your own, and the bill makes a lot more sense when you can actually see the part. Plus, you'll feel better knowing that they're not charging you for services you don't need. Take a look together. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promise is kept.
Bruce Simmons makes a potentially complicated loan program easy to understand. Reverse mortgages make a lot more sense when you see how the numbers apply to you. KLZ's Bruce Simmons explains the most confusing aspects of a reverse mortgage in simple language so that you not only understand the loan yourself, but you can also explain the basics to other interested parties. Most likely, you want to involve your financial planner and maybe some of your family members in the decision-making process. For every client, Bruce Simmons creates a personalized video that you can share with your kids, parents, financial advisor, or the skeptical neighbor who still thinks the bank will take your house. He'll show you how a reverse mortgage could enable you to tap into a portion of the value of your home, providing a source of guaranteed tax-free income for as long as you live in the house. Find Bruce Simmons of American Liberty Mortgage now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise.
Before you can run your business more efficiently, you must learn to manage your own time. As the business owner, you cannot allow yourself to get bogged down by menial tasks. Your time is too valuable. You need to stay focused on the big picture. Otherwise, you'll be exhausted and frustrated. You won't have time for your family, and your company won't grow. John Rush will show you how to delegate for the sake of your sanity and your bottom line. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
1 year ago at this time, the American economy was booming. Unemployment for blacks, Hispanics, and women were at historic lows. Taxes had been lowered, and the average middle-class family's income had increased nearly $6,000. Then the China virus hit, and Joe Biden was sworn in as president. Now what? Kim Munson here. Friday, economic historian and co-author of JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity, Dr. Brian Dmitrovic joins me to share his perspective. That's Friday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Want to learn how to speak clearly, effectively, and persuasively? Check out Liberty Toastmasters. Find more details at KimMunson.com. Toastmasters, where leaders are made.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Myself, Rachel Keene, Mark in Black Forest joining us now. Mark, welcome. How are you, sir?
Hi, John. I'm good.
Always good to hear from you, Mark.
I was recently a victim of unemployment fraud. Somebody tried to take out unemployment.
Oh, wow.
In your name?
In my name.
Really?
My company contacted me.
That's scary.
But then last night I heard that California had like a huge number, $30 billion worth is what I thought I heard in California. And I got to thinking, that is enormous. Is that, that's got to be an operation of some kind. That's just not, you know.
You're right. No, that would have to be. Yes, you are correct. I was looking. I've heard that, too. I didn't know what the exact numbers are, Mark, so forgive me. I normally do, but the number is up there. And some of their fraud, though, has come from a couple of different areas. I think, and I'm just reading here, it's as much as $31 billion to fraudsters. So you're right, Mark, on that. So it's $31 billion in California. And, yes, that would have to be run by almost some sort of a regime.
Hmm. Well, which leads me to wonder if it's deliberate on the part of the state. I don't know. You know me. I'm pretty skeptical. But I mean, is this another operation like this election fraud?
That's a great question. I mean, you know what? My answer would probably be yes and yes. What I mean is yes on that, and yes, there's probably other organized type individuals that understand how to scam the system, and there's yes, just the regular guy that knows he can scam it. I think it's all of the above is what I would say at $31 billion worth.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
I mean, wow. I think it's all of the above.
Okay. I guess we'll hear more about that.
Well,
later, you
would hope somebody would start, you know, digging into that. And in California, that's called the EDD, by the way. So you can look up, call it California EDD fraud, and it'll tell
okay.
you.
Okay.
Okay. Will do.
But yeah, it's
all
a big
right,
number.
Well,
you're correct. Now, here's the thing. If it's going on in California, it's going on in other states as well, maybe just not to the same degree.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so real quick, for everybody listening, what should they be aware of, Mark, to make sure they're not caught in the same thing?
Be aware of.
How did you find out?
Yeah, how'd you find out?
I don't know. Well, I found out through my employer.
Okay.
My employer contacted me and kind of said, what's up? Said it was fraud, and then I needed to, you know, file a police report. I needed to file a report with Colorado.
Makes sense.
Department of Labor.
Wow.
The state attorney's office. There was about four things
okay.
I needed to do.
Okay.
But it's happened to other people. I'm on my small team that I work on.
Hmm.
It's happened. I don't know how big a spin it is, but I just got to thinking, well, you know, what was the source of the leak? I mean, how are these people getting our information?
It's a great question. Mark, I got to leave it at that. I'll do some investigative work and see if I can find out as well. No, thanks for the call. Thanks for the heads up, too. For all you listening, be aware of that. Make sure you're not caught in the same type of scam that Mark just was. A good shot, by the way, coming up next, and they want to help you out with your collision needs. If you've been in an accident, want to get the vehicle back to original equipment working order, they can do that. They're approved, they're certified, and there's three locations to serve you. Find them at klzradio.com or 720-541-7697.
As modern vehicles become safer and more technologically complex, collision repair has also become more specialized. You need an auto body shop that looks to the future, investing in the tools and training they need to fix your vehicle properly. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop have earned OE certifications for brand names like Subaru, Ford, and many others, ensuring you get the parts and service recommended by your vehicle's manufacturer. After a collision, you want to get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition, which means you want the original parts from the manufacturer, not aftermarket parts. Al and his team at A Good Shop continue to earn new OE certifications all the time, so they can have access to all of the databases and software that come directly from the manufacturer. Your insurance company does not recommend auto body shops based on their certifications. Take control of the quality by choosing a certified auto body shop. Schedule an estimate with A Good Shop now at klzradio.com/collision.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And yes, I said this last night at the same time. It's almost 5 o'clock and the sun is still above the mountains.
Oh, yay.
Which is a big deal for me.
Oh, it's a big deal
Keep
for me.
Keep that rolling.
I love it. Yes.
So it'll get longer and longer every day.
I'm
now,
a longer day
all
person.
The way to June. So.
Yes.
I love longer days.
I do too.
Fabulous.
Oh my gosh.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we have got Warren Rustand joining us. He is an entrepreneur, corporate leader, and a Forbes book author of The Leader Within Us, Mindset, Principles, and Tools for Life by Design. He's going to talk about, are you stuck in a 2020 fog and unable to see clearly the future in front of you?
That's a great question.
I think for now it is.
2020 really got to people.
And it's kind of like today. Are you stuck in this foggy stuff
gosh.
That's out here right now? So, all right, we'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Myself, Rachel Keene, and Charlie will be back in a moment. This is hour number 3 coming up. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.